Hello, you lovely bakers, and welcome back to Beginner's Bakes, the podcast where flour ends up on your jumper, and that's considered success. Today, we're kicking off with some real comfort classics. We're talking stotty bread, a proper northern classic. This is not a delicate cafe bread. This is a sturdy, dependable bread, equivalent to someone who owns a good coat and gives solid life advice. And sultana scones, or scones, perfect for a Sunday afternoon tea, two recipes, two stories, plenty of humour, and maybe a sprinkling of chaos in the kitchen. If you ever thought bread is complicated, today is the episode that proves it's absolutely not. So grab your apron, a mug of tea, and let's get baking. Recipe 1, stotty bread. We're starting with something very close to my heart, stotty bread. The bread that refuses to be fancy. I used to bake this with me mum, who's sadly no longer with us. I miss those mornings. Though she always had a running commentary on the creative flour use. You know, a little on the counter, a little in me hair. You know what I'm saying. And two ingredients. Here's what we need. 450 grams of strong white bread flour. 10 grams of salt. 7 grams of dried yeast, normally one sachet. And 300 ml of warm water. And to your oven info. Oven temperatures, fan 180. Electric 200 and gas mark 6. And if you're interested in nutritional value, it's about 210 kcals per slice, and the cost is about 35p a loaf. Right, let's get started. First, mix your flour, salt and yeast in a big bowl. And yes, if some flour escapes, don't worry. Mum would have said you're decorating the kitchen as well as the floor. Then gradually add the water and knead the dough like your life depends on it. I always imagine I'm punching out my stress, though Mum called it gentle persuasion for the dough. Now let it rise for about an hour. A perfect time to make another cup of tea. Maybe sneak a slice of chocolate, purely for research purposes. And when it's doubled in size, take it out of the bowl, knock the air out of it, and then shape it into a thick, flat loaf, about 8 inches or 22 centimetres, and place it on a greased baking tray. Pop it into the oven for 25 to 30 minutes until golden brown. And then when it's that golden brown colour, pop it out of the oven, tap the bottom. If it sounds hollow, it's done. Then to baker's corner. Keep the dough slightly sticky. It keeps the stotty soft inside. Mum's classic line, if it's not sticking to your fingers, it's not proper bread. A funny story. I tried making it without her supervision once. It turned out like a frisbee. The neighbours were intrigued, but once the dog caught it, it was toast. Well, it's done. Remove it from the oven and let it cool. Slice it, butter it, and enjoy. That, my friends, it's a taste of childhood comfort. I like it with a chunk of cheese and some pickle. But you have it whatever you want. And then on to recipe 2. Sultana scones. Or scones. Here's what we need. 450 grams of plain flour. 100 grams of butter, softened, 150 grams of sultanas, a teaspoon of baking powder, a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, and 300 ml of milk. And for your oven temperatures, fan 200, electric 220, and gas Mark 7. Nutritional value, about 250 kcal per scone. And the cost, about 45 pence per scone. Now here's what we do. Rub the butter into the flour until it resembles breadcrumbs. Then stir in the sultanas gradually. And then add the milk, slowly, until it forms a soft dough. Roll it out to about 2 centimetres thick and cut into rounds with a pastry cutter or whatever you happen to have. If you haven't a pastry cutter, don't panic. Just roll it out and score it and cut it and make it into squares or whatever shape you like. And then bake for about 12 to 15 minutes until golden. When they're done, take them out of the oven and pop them on a cooling rack. Break one open, feel the warmth, and imagine Mum's approving nod. Serve with butter, jam, cream, or all three if you're feeling rebellious. Now onto Baker's Corner. Brush the tops with a little egg before baking. That'll make them all nice and shiny when they come out of the oven. Mum always joked, if it's dull, it's sad, like a Monday morning. I once tried chocolate chips instead of sultanas. Mum's ghost still judging me. The scones were fine, but spiritually, not so much. Well, that wraps it up for episode 8 of Beginner Bakes Season 2. Well, I hope you enjoyed making stotty bread and sultana scones with me. And a little peek into something nostalgic and a few kitchen memories. Remember, all the recipes, oven temperature and nutritional value costs are available on the website. www.big-g-bakes.co.uk. Or you can email me at jim.boxall@big-g-bakes.co.uk. And don't forget, the fun of baking is sharing some of it with others. So send me your pictures. Send me a note. Ask me some questions. Do it on the website whenever you like. I'll try and answer as many as possible in as quick a time as possible. And then let's hope we can go forward and enjoy some more beginner bakes. Until next time, keep your flour on the counter, your heart in the kitchen, and your oven warm. Happy baking. Thanks for listening.